On the first mission on Kufra Crest, I'm at our home base. Kofim et hasal lefnei afrochim. We've had this already in the Gemara, that you are allowed to take a sal, a basket, and put it before the little chicks in order that they can hop on it. Kadeshi alu v'yar. Maybe they're having a hard time going up into their coop, I guess, or whatever they have to go into. And therefore, you're allowed to take a kli, and it's usable, and put it down for the chickens to go on. What's the chiddush of that? Rashi, the Ashminan, and it's coming to tell us the kli nito l'davar she'eino nito, that you can take a vessel, take it for something that's not its purpose. Meaning on Shabbos, there's a shita that holds that you could only use something for its purpose. For example, a knife could only be used for a knife and nothing else. A sal can be only used for sal and nothing else. The Tanakh, the mission over here, holds that this, he holds to the shita that you could use it for something else.
I think it's because of the frochim or muf.
Yes. No, because the shita of clean nittel, the davashenu nittel, or clean nittel, shenittel. The chickens being muks will be a problem of being mavata klima hechano. But over here, Rashi is telling us, it's letting you know the shita that you could take something and use it, even though it's not for its purpose. And Rashi brings down Rebbe Yitzchak that we had earlier that holds that you could only take something for its purpose. So how can you use it in this Mishnah? It's a Mefarsh Stam Mishnah against him. Rebbe Yitzchak, Mishani Lava Perakimo, but Sarklin Komo. Over there, since you can't take the sal for the afrochim, but he can take it for something else. He doesn't need that place for the sal, so he can lift it up. And now that he lifts it up, he can happen to put it down in the place where the chicks are. Tarnagolet Shibarcha. You have chickens, and one of the chickens runs out of your house. It's a danger for the chicken now. Okay, we're not dealing about something that because you're afraid you're about to lose money. It's something that's a danger for him. Shabarko, dochi mota achetikanis. You're allowed to nudge it along, push it along with your hands, even though it's muksa. Balikayim on muksa on Shabbos. You're allowed to push it until that it enters in again, because it's a danger for the chicken. It could be even tzar balikayim is the reason going on over here. So we'll see the Gemara is going to develop tzar balikayim. Medadim agalim v'saichim. So a chicken, you're allowed to be docha, which is a much heavier usage of, which is a heavy usage of a mukser. Young cows and donkeys, you're allowed to actually be medadin. Medadin would be grabbing it by its neck and pulling it along that its legs are moving because of it. So if you can't get them in the house, it's not enough to push them or nudge them. You got to grab them and not drag them in, but enough that they could start moving their feet, and that will be allowed on Shabbos. The Isha, what about a woman with her child that's learning how to walk over here? Medada et bana, she's allowed to stand in back of him, hold him by his arms, and get him to put one foot in front of the other foot. What? Dealing with outside the chatzir, or in the chatzir where you were afraid that she might carry him. Good. He's not mukser, but she's allowed to be medada et bana, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Eimachai, one is she allowed to. When he could put down one foot, lift up one foot, and put down the other foot. But if she's dragging him, trying to show off that the kid can walk or something, and you know, just pulling him along outside, that's not called helping him walk. That's gore, right? That would be usher. It's not allowed, especially if he was naughty. Okay, dochin Rashi shabarcha minabai. He ran out from the house. He escaped. Dochin biyadan, you actually use that to push him with your hands to get him in. Medadim agalim, with when it comes to bigger animals, you're actually allowed to be medadin. What is medadin? Ochis bitzvoro, you can grab it by its neck. Ubitzadatin vigorim misayim umanana et lo biraglav. You're allowed to drag him in a little bit as long as he's moving his legs. Isha medadet et bana. Achosu bitzvorotav. She grabs him by his hands, mi achorav, she's in back of him, As long as he's moving his legs and going. He's actually doing the walking. If you're dragging him, you're holding him, and he's not walking. And that'll be usher. And that's also the din outside an eruv. If you have a little kid, if he can take a few steps, you're allowed to hold him and encourage him to walk, but you're not allowed to drag him and say, look, he's walking. Not walking. Gemara. You have a behema and it falls in a stream on Shabbos. It's stuck there and it's a danger for the animal. Sar bali chayim, and you could actually die over there. It's in a stream. So what are you allowed to do? Mavi kari bekastot umaniach takteya. You're allowed to take pillows, blankets, whatever you need to take, and you place it underneath him or right next to him in order to like make it like a step. Tehim alta alta, and if he could get out, he could get out. It's not a problem. That's the din that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. A meisavei, we have a kasha on that. How could you say that? We have a meforish b'risa. Behema shenaf lamad amayim osim laponasim b'mkono. If a behema falls in a stream, you bring him his food, and therefore it's not a problem. Just bring him some food. He'll be happy over there for the day. B'shvil shelo tamut, you're allowed to give him panasa. It's food in order that he shouldn't die. But to actually help him to take kalim and again, mevata kalim hechana. When you take something and you use it in a way that, this is what you mentioned before, when you use it in a way that now it's not usable in its original fashion, there's an isser on Shabbos. It's called mevata kli mehechana. You're nullifying the kli from its original use. So you just took these pillows and things, and he goes up on it, and he can't use these things anymore. And you can't do that. I guess if you cannot do that, he's stuck over there. Now that would be pulling. The case that we had before, we're going to get into that in a second. The case we had before, he's able to walk on his own. Over here, he's stuck. He's got to somehow get out. Oh, you're saying put the pillows down and grab them up. Oh, but as long as he's moving his legs and walking.
Since he can't do it himself, he can.
That'll be carrying in this case. So you need the pillows over here. Oh, but you have another price that says that you just feed him in his place. So we see from over there. Panasa, enough food for him to last. In. Karim v'kasto, lo. But not that. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. There's no steer between the price and what Bob said. Hadi efshar v'panasa. In one case, it's possible to give him food. He's stuck over there, but it's not the dangerous, there's a place for him to eat. Hadi shark the panasa. Another place is maybe the water's too steep, maybe there's no place for him to eat, maybe he's too afraid to eat because of the fear of the water and therefore he can't eat. F sharp the panasa in. Where it's possible panasa in, you feed him. The E low, if it's not possible that he's stuck in the stream and it's not possible to feed him, but V kasur the kasto the maniach takir. Then you'll have to take these pillows, blankets, whatever it is, and place it underneath them. Ah, the ha kam levato kli mehechano. You're being levato the kli mehechano. We had the case before, like the ceiling is sinking, and you take a beam or a chair or a bed, and you place it underneath it, and now you can't use the bed anymore, since you were levato it from its original position, and that's something it's usher. Rashi mentions over here that it's because of soter. It's like you're destroying the thing. Before you had a bed, now you don't have a bed because the bed is being used for something else. Before you had pillows, now you don't have a pillow. There's an intro of soter. Salvar, so over here, what is he holding that he says you could take these pillows and use it in this fashion? Salvar mevata kli mehechano. He holds that being mevata kli mehechano is derabonin. It's an itzah derabonin. Sar bali chayim is a deraisa. Viyati deraisa v'dachi derabonin. Comes a derisa at Tzor Bali Chaim and pushes off a derabanan. See Rashi for a second, and then we'll see there's a tremendous thing the Gemara said over here. Gemara Rashi, eat low, kagon shemai mamukim. If you can't feed him, the water's too deep, then you take the pillows and put him in over there. Ah, vahakam vata klime chano, tishimai nicham takteya. When you place the pillows underneath him, Ein yachal letato. You're not allowed to, you can't move them anymore. The doma lesota binyan de rabbanim. It's similar to soter. Rashi over here says soter. Earlier place he says it was binyan. It's a parent stira in Rashi. And I remember over there in the, here's the third part of the fourth part, we gave answers on what the stira is in Rashi. So by the time the raisa shenema azov to azovimo, you have to help out the person who has too much of a burden on his animal. Ve'ichaman the darish time of dikva, and there are those that are darish the time of dikva mishum tzar balechayim. That pasuk of azov to azov mia, you have to help your friend, is because the poor animal is suffering over there. The elamitzias, and that's in the gemara of elamitzias. But what do we find from this gemara? An incredible thing. Tzar balechayim is a deraisa in order to take care of the animal. Therefore, you're allowed to be over midrabanan. Allowed to be over midrabanan for the deraisa. Just in the specific area of taking care of animals, you should ask the question immediately: if it's tzar balechayim, then mukser is a midrabanan. If the animal is suffering, just pick it up and take it out, and don't do this. So the first answer is that you do whatever you can do in a lesser fashion. And it seems like Mavata Klima Hechano is a lesser degree. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Brewer says over here. He says even more than that. It becomes now a machloket poskim. If it's Sar Bali Chaim, Muksar is a much more severe midrabanan than other animals. It's called a gezeira over here. Can you be over Muksar, the Isra of Muksar, because it's Sar Bali Chaim? First sheet in Mishnah Brewer says, we're machmir, we don't do it. And he brings down Yesh Mekilim. And the Chazanish, little footnote over there you have in the back of the Mishnah Brewer, brings down that he holds like the Yesh Mekilim. That if it's Sar Bali Chaim, you're allowed to be, you're allowed to help out the animal, even if it's Muksar over here. What, to be over at Dalai Lama? Oh, but no, but it's over there in a river. What is a river? Carmelis over there. You're dealing with the Midrabanan and helping him out. Carmelis to Shazar, they're not doing Dalai Lamas. They bring that over there that you could actually do it first. You have to try the other things. You have to try them first. See if you could feed in there and it's okay for him. Or you try and at least be over Mavata Klima and Chano. And if not over there, the Chazanish brings down that you could actually, in the last resort, help him out bodily. Shemish Matkil Chasser brings down very interesting, according to this, which is very lamaisa for us, who has fish tanks. If a fish jumps out of the tank, right? Happens. Right? Get some wild fishes over there. Right? Are you allowed to pick it up and move it? So here again, you have the problem. If the fish is out of it, Sar Bali Chaim over here, what are you going to do? So he says, yes, you're allowed to. There's no other resort. You can't feed the fish back over there. You know, give him a little fish, but he's not going to last too long. So, I don't know what else you're going to do. Yes, you take your hand, you take it up, and you put him back in the tank.
It's really tough about the chayim, because when you go to a fish store, tons of things happen to fish that are much worse than what's going on in the tank. I mean, you know, they purposely take fish out of the tank. That's not tough about the chayim, and then they bash it over the head. Fish seem to have a different.
Yeah, he's going to die over here if you leave him out of the water. You're not going to eat him. I mean, if you're going to eat him, you're allowed to not sort by the chaim if you're going to eat the thing.
Yeah.
Right, that's part of the process.
We like to go fishing and
but that's part of the process of eating. That's their purpose. No, if they're just for noi, they're almost like they're not even fish anymore. It's like a pretty painting. They bring down.
So
in
they shouldn't be bothered. So they shouldn't be terrible. Yeah.
No, it is. If it jumps out, or if a fish dies in the tank, and it could be disease that could cause problems for other fish, in that case you'll have to take the net and bring it out. But if your fish has babies. Right? You might think, oh, Tzar Bali Chaim, the babies are going to be eaten up. Who says it's Tzar Bali Chaim for the little fishes? It's Onik Shabbos for the big fishes. says you could do it over here. So if you have babies, you can't take them out of the fish tank on Shabbos. That's Orche over here. But if a fish jumps out of the tank, you're allowed to pick him up, be a dime. Lachor, if you could do a Shinoi, it'd probably be better over there. They mentioned about a Shinoi. And if a fish dies in the tank, you're allowed to take him out.
With the net?
With the net. It's not Orche either. He's dead. Okay, but it would be the same thing Mavata Kli Mehechano. I don't think it would be so much of a difference with it. That's what's put down in the Shabbat Kila.
Well, that's going to be the right thing, no? Because you... Bora,
very interesting. Would it be Bora? You're taking the The bad. You're taking the bad one from the good. Oh, sorry, sorry. Right? I mean, there's a psak from Shlomo Zalman. What about that he brought down? Over there.
Maybe with a net. Good heart. Leave some water on it.
Good horror. Shemesh Bar Hilchasa says a fish ties the thing, you can take it out. So, it's archi, you know, how you could be over an actual device over there. For it. Very good. Okay. Tarnagol of Shabacha. Your chicken that ran out of the house or the coop, what do you do with it? Dochin, you can nudge it. That's the right word. Push it. Push it. Nudge it back into the house. Aim. Medadin lo, but to grab it by its wings and to pull it so its feet are moving fast. And sometimes you, when you're pulling them, you make them feet walk too fast. Could be carrying. But with chickens, medadin lo, you cannot grab it by its wings and pull it in that its feet are moving really fast as you're pulling it. Tanina lahad v'tanarabon. And then we learned this, that it says in a brisa, medadin behema. You could do the medadin, meaning pull it by its neck so its feet are working, with a behema chaya va'of bechatzer, in your chatzer, avalo et a tarnakolot, but not a tarnakolot. Tarnakolot, my timer. Why is it other animals you can, but when it comes to a chicken, you can't? Omerbaya mishum t'makpe nasha. Because when you pull a chicken, it will jump up and try and use its wings, not so as a goose is worked down, but a chicken will, and therefore if it's jumping up and using its wing, you're going to find if you're pulling it, you'll actually be carrying it, and that you're not allowed to, holding it up, and that you're not allowed to do. So therefore you just nudge it in.
In a
chatzah.
So it's carrying in a chatzah.
Yeah, this kid, then you can't carry in a chatzah. We're dealing with, you don't have an air of chatzah.
That would be even more than chaynos is
atzmah. Why?
I mean, that would be more.
Because you're actually...
No, he's really doing all the work, the chicken.
Because we're going to find with the kid, it's not going to be a problem in just a second, because then we're going to say, Chaim knows us. Why over here with the chicken? We don't apply it. Let's see, Vashi. It'll be a safe way out right now. Yeah. Medadin low. You can't, I don't know what the right word, pull him. You can't grab its wings. And its feet are touching the ground. You can't. Why? He's going to lift himself up from the ground. And you're over metalto. That's what has over here. But geese. And when you grab them by their wings, they only go by their feet. No, we're not talking about Rishus Rabim. Mishum Shemi Yagbiya Minaret. You can't do this Medadadim with other things inside of, outside the Chatzib. If you're afraid they might lift themselves up from the ground. But Nitzin Nosef, you're lifting them. The stomach you were born in the Pligi Yalei the Rebbe Natan Behamat. Smiya Gabi Amotzi Chayev Ha'ov Bein Chayev Bein Shchut Chayev. Va'isha, that was with animals. But in Isha, Medadad Et Bonah, she can do this with a child, as long as the child can take steps. With a geese, even though it will take steps if you drag it along, you can't do the mishus rabim. But a woman can do it with her son. I feel mishus rabim. The inami magbile, even if he lifts up, it's chay no sed atzmo. There we have it. Chay no sed atzmo with people, but not with animals. The haki makmina natam the adam modo the ba'adam. When it comes to a person, modo rabbanon levi natam. When it comes to people, the rabbanon are moda. When it comes to animals, they're not moda. I don't know the time for the chiluk over here. Why is it? Ryan, do you know why with a child, it's called a chai nosi atzmo, like kind of like dragging along, but a chicken, you can't do it. We don't say a chai nosi atzmo. There will be elsewhere.
No, I know it's brought down that animals and people's different. Same way, if you can't be an animal.
Okay. So the chicken, you can. What's the reason? Because he'll jump up and it'll be that you're carrying it. And we don't say chaynos atzmo with the behema. Tanichada, we have one brisa that says, madin behema v'chayva of pechatzah v'alo v'shusavadim. It says that you're allowed to not drag them, but pull them along in a chatzah v'shusavadim. The woman can actually bring along her child in Rishus Avavim. And certainly in the chatzah she can do it. Tanya Idach. And now we have another verse that says, Ein okrim behem of the chayav ha'ok the chatzah. You can't even be okr them in any way. Aval dochim behem. But you can push them along, nudge them along. Shikatsu, actually shikatsu. Agufakasha, between the two prices, is an apparent steerer. Amar, you said, ein okrim. It says you can't uproot them, lift them up. Aval didavye midadninam. You can certainly pull them along. Fahada, and immediately after that, amar dochin in midadim lo. You can push them, but not pull them. Okay, push them, nudging them is one thing, even with your hands, we allow that, but certainly grabbing them by the neck and pulling them along is a much more severe one. So we see a steerer in the brisa. It's not a problem. According to the Yisodot that we already have told before, there's a difference between a chicken and other animals. Safe for a tunnel, a tunnel, call it. The safer that talked about that you could just be pushing it along and not pulling it is talking about a tarnacol. Because we're afraid that if you start pulling the tarnacol, grabbing it by its wings and pulling it along, it's going to jump up and you'll be maybe being metalta. Omer Abaya, Hai man deshachi tarnacolit. Now that we're talking about tarnacol, it's a different little subject over here that we know that they jump up, and that's the derek of them. Someone that should be doing shchita on a tarnacolit, either you press and double up its legs into the ground. Inami or you bring him up completely off the ground. But you don't leave him in a way that his feet is lightly on the ground. Perhaps he'd put his claws in the ground and push himself up. And and he will oker his simanim, which is one of the problems in shchita. This is one of the psuli shchita that they might uproot, take out where their kana and veset is by the sudden movement of him pushing. Rashi. Makmi we have before. Come on, a kafi yadaiko lichagiga. Ain okrim. You can't uproot vaglei legami mina arts. The muksa hi letaltla. You can't. It's muksa for it to move. The Davi Midadnina, Oksa Bishnei, Ivea. Yeah?
One Rashi says because of Muksa, the other one says because of Afilo Bechotz. Like, here it says the problem is Muksa.
It's Muksa, and therefore it's
the problem it's is
Tilton. Well, all the problems over here that you can't lift it up is Muksa, and that's why you have to push it along.
To push it is also Muksa.
To push it, but that was the Heter over here. Whether it's because it's Tzar Bali Chaim, he's going to escape, it's going to be difficult
because
for them.
Because Rashi before said that the problem was because of Tiltu. Mm-hmm. Tiltu, we thought that it's in Rishus Rabbi.
Okay. The Davi Madnina and Oksa Vishnei Tzadini Biyadu Medadini Vahavi Tiltu Tafei Medachia. It's much more of a Tiltu than just pushing it. Shetak for Miachare than pushing it from afterwards. So Medadim is much more. Sefer Gitani Dochin of Alo Midadadin. The Sefer that said that you push it but you don't drag it. Atana Tarnagolat Vereisha Bisharafot. And the Reisha isn't the rest of the chick, the rest of the birds like geese. When you're doing Shchita, the Kashino Hu, the Kari Biara, Kitei Shit Kaflu. You push it down in order that its legs double up, it's firmly in the ground. Velo Yuchal Yit Chazik Aleim. And therefore, Velo Yuchal Yit Chazik Aleim. You've lifted up in a way that its feet are not on the ground, and that's the way it's done today in America. The way they do it is they just tie the legs, they have like a chain that their feet are on, and they close to the shock the feet, because the feet are a very big problem, right? They kick, right? They jump around. So after you do shechit to it, and they jump around, right? The chicken without a head. But the feet can be very dangerous when you have the shechita knife. Someone actually from Kiryat Sefer showed me his scar. Scar on his hand from the chicken, you know, the last minute, you know, running and knocked him in. There's ways of doing it. In Israel, we do it by hand. In America, they have either a goy holding it or they have it on the chain. Okay, so I don't know the... I wasn't lying into Rashi on the difference. So
that's
then.
A big goy holding?
What?
Goy,
Missy's cheaper. new Mishnah. Okay, and this Mishnah is going to cover us for a little bit, and gets a little mice towards the end of the Mishnah and the second part of the Gemara. This is on helping animals, and then your wife, if she gives birth on Shabbos, what are you allowed to do in order to help them? Ein meladim et behema b'yom tov. You're not allowed to aid in the actual birth process, which means taking the Uber out of the womb on Yom Tov, and certainly on Shabbos, Kol Shechein on Shabbos. And does anybody know what the reason why you can't do it on Shabbos, what the issue would be on Shabbos? It's a more difficult reason. Makkah b'patish. Okay, so the Rashba brings that. It's an inyan of Makkah b'patish. Avam misa'adim. You're allowed to help out. You're allowed to help out in the birthing process, but you can't actually do the birthing. Umliyadim at a isha b'shabbos. When it comes to an isha, you help out in all, not just Messiah, you help with the birth process on Shabbos. For Korin la Chachma, Chachma over here is a midwife. You call the Chachma memakom lemakom, even if she's outside the tachum, you're allowed to call for a midwife. Today the lemais, you're allowed to call them on the telephone. Or mechalim aleya the Shabbos, and you're allowed to be mechal for a woman giving birth to Shabbos. The Gemara is going to develop what we do on it. Bekoshu mina tibor, you're allowed to tie the umbilical cord. Beviosu mina apkotkim, you're also allowed to cut it. Bekol tzarki mila osu b'Shabbos, and all aspects of mila you do on Shabbos, which is really now the kesha to the next perek. The next perek, Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, we're going to have a long perek, mainly dealing with mila. Rashi, misadi meforsh b'gemor. Chachma, that's imaledet, that's the midwife. Ein miladi meda behema b'yom tov, de'icha t'icha yetera. On Yom Tov, it's t'icha yetera. You just let nature do its work. On Shabbos, it'll be an actual issue, according to the Rashba. Aval misadi moto b'yom tov, but you'll have to help out in the process to explain exactly what's helping out. Miadim isha b'Shabbos. If you ain't tzorach lomish misadi, of course you could be help her out. The culture can be Yom Tov, and so much more in Yom Tov. The koshi matibor, what's the problem with the umbilical cord? Shavlat shehu arch. The problem of an umbilical cord of a yelid, of a little kid, is that it's very long. Shim lo yit kasher. If you don't tie it on Shabbos, it might vayikrak b'shun dov, it might get entangled in something, and Hashem yirachin. The yatsu mi'av im yag b'yatino. If the umbilical cord could get caught into something, you lift the kid up, and he's attached to an umbilical cord. It could cause damage to the kid. Therefore, it's a sakana, and therefore you cut it. You don't leave it, even though lachor, if it's left on, it might not be. I don't know how these things work, but if you leave the umbilical cord and you don't do anything on Shabbos, I don't think it will be a problem. But since there's a potential disaster that can happen by leaving the umbilical cord, we allow you to take it off. Ketzat misadi. Let's deal with the animals first. It says you can't actually do the process, but you're allowed to help out. You're allowed to catch the baby animal in order that it doesn't fall on the ground. That's called helping out in the same. He also allowed to massage the womb in order to help push the baby out of the womb. Tanik Vada de Rebbe Yehuda. We have a pricer that's like Rebbe Yehuda. Cakes and misadin, how do you help out? You're allowed to catch the baby. Then Ofeg, and the Brisa goes on and adds more things for the farmer over here, what he's allowed to do for the baby animals. You're allowed to blow into its nose. I mean, it's probably full of phlegm from the birthing process in order to open up the passages. And you're allowed to bring the animal to the mother and take the udder and actually stick it into the baby's calf's mouth in order that it should start nursing. Rashi, dochek, you're allowed to massage bebosah shel behema on the flesh of the behema lefnim. She avlad bolet lechutz in order that the vlad can come out. For nofek lo chotmo. The nostrils are clogged with all kinds of phlegm, and therefore you're allowed to clear it. You're allowed to help it in the nursing process. Omer Rebbe Shimon Gamaliel. Another thing you're allowed to do for an animal when it gives birth on L'chor even Shabbos over here. Rachmim. You're allowed to cause the mother animal to have rachmim on the baby animal. Hayinu al behemator, and only with a behemator you're allowed to do this. Yom Tov. Sorry, it's only on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Hechi Avid, what does it mean? How do you make the mother have mercy for the baby? Omer Abaye. Now again, we're dealing with animals over here, and I guess some animals give birth and there can be problems with them. They not have the seichel to sometimes take care of their animal. Omer Abaye, mavi bul shel melech u'manicha la b'toch harechem. You see the mother gave birth and then she suddenly forgot about the baby. You take a block of salt and you place it in the midst of the rechem, where it's obviously an open wound going on over there. Kedesha tizkor tzara. In order, the behema obviously forgot that she gave birth to something by putting the salt there, the salt in the wound. She'll remember the tzara of the later and that she just gave birth. And therefore she'll have mercy on a child and go over to the child. She forgot. She gave birth and kept on going on and feeding herself. So therefore you'll have to do something. And that's called rachamim over here. Even though it's tzar to the mother, but it's rachamim because you're getting her to do what you want. It's also with children. Sometimes children need a punishment over here. You should know it's rachamim. It's tzar to them. There's no question about it. But if they have to do something, they have to do something. And sometimes you have to punish. So over here, you're allowed to incur tzar on the mother animal in order to wake her up to take care of the baby. That's called rachamim. Another case would be mezalfin mei shilya. You soak the mei shilya in water, and now you pour it on the baby, al-gabi vlad. So now he smells like the embryonic fluids. Kidei shetariach, he will smell reicho. V'tarachimav, she'll smell him, and she'll realize, oh, this is the baby that I just gave birth. And that she'll have mercy on him. V'dafke tahara, this is only with a behemoth tahara. Aval t'meya lo, but not a behemoth t'meya, my timer, t'meya lo. Merachiv, I'm sorry, my timer t'meya. My timer, here's where the comment goes, my timer, what's the reason? T'meya lo miracha. A behemoth t'meya will not distance herself from the baby after the birth. Vlada. She will not distance the Vlad. To Imiraka, and if she did distance from the baby, the Vlada, lo mikarva, she'll never come back to it. That's the difference between a behemoth to me and a behemoth to her. Behemoth tomorrow, if she's going to distance from the baby, she'll come back. A behemoth to me, she doesn't distance herself, and if she does, she'll never come back. So by using these techniques, once she decides to abandon one of the Vladim, she'll never come back. I haven't watched enough cats being birthed, but that stammer. Maybe if you see an abandoned, once they abandon, they usually don't take back. I think Gemara tells us. Rashi. Merachamim, mehavim et a vlad aleir. We want to make the vlad beloved onto her. So you take a bush of melech, mali egrof, a fistful, tekaivla, it will cause a pain, vizachar, tsar leidish, remember the pain of giving the birth. Merachim et a vlad et a, she'll have rachamim on the vlad that if she distances him. Mei shilya, shorim et shtuli b'mayim, you soak it in water, and then you pour it on him. Lo mirachek, ain't a dark lirachek. It's not the way of a behemoth made to be mirachek, and if they did, they're usually not going to be makar. Mi'aldim et isha. Here now starts the major sugya of a woman giving birth on Shabbos, and what are you allowed to do in order to help the wife give birth on Shabbos. Mikti. Let's see. Tanale Mialdim. We learned. Mialdim at Isha, Vikarim, Lachachal, and Makal, and Lachal. You're allowed to call the midwife from out of town. Mechalim Alei to Shabbos. Okay, we listed all these things. Let's throw you in mind. It's obviously including something over here. That we just says Mechalim Alei to Shabbos. You're just Mechal to Shabbos by calling the Chachma. What are we adding by saying Mechalim Alei to Shabbos? My Litoy. Had the Tanam Abadim. This price over here. Im Hai Titzrichal in there. She needs a candle. Now, just an introduction, the sugya is a very vast sugya, and it cannot be covered in a few minutes. Obviously, in the Avada Yomi share that one who is in this position should definitely get hadracha from a posik in these areas. But we'll at least cover the basic issues going on in the Gemara, and tomorrow will develop, or Sunday will develop more over here. if she needs a candle, a light on or something, no questions, light it for her at the Nair. Now she needs oil, and there's no oil over here. You have to go outside and carry and she survived to bring the oil. First, she should carry it in her hand and bring it. If it's not enough to put in her hand and she needs much more, then she can bring it in her hair. Soak her hair in the oil and bring it that way. Then she, if none of this works, then just take a kli from outside her shoes of Abim and bring it to wherever she is. Rashi, she says a big yisod over here. Mavir the shem and derev her shoes of Abim biyad bekape velobikli. You start with the least amount first. The kame the efshar mashninan. Whatever is possible to minimize the chil Shabbos, you have to do.
What is her doing tzchita right here?
So the Gemara is going to say that tzchit is not teraisa. It's not derech chotza. Yeah, by putting in the hair. So this is what Vashi brings down. This is a lumdish hakira where you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. It's called the Shabbos chutva, or is it techuya? When you're mechal Shabbos for even something pekuk nefesh. What does it mean mechal Shabbos? Do we say that there's no Shabbos here, or do we say that Shabbos is pushed off? So we're passing that Shabbos is called a dechoy, meaning we temporarily push off the Shabbos for whatever is needed. So therefore, it doesn't mean it's open, you could do whatever you want, but kol kama, the efshar, whatever you could do to minimize it, you could do it, but never at the expense at the sick person. If it's a woman who gives birth, it's a kol hashish pasak yishla sakana. So one should take the necessary requirements. I mean, if you could do something kalachiyad, you should do it. But if it's going to take extra seconds, or if it's going to get her all nervous while you're doing it that way, then you just drop it all and do whatever she needs. That's the basic outlines. It's a big sugya. Omimar, the price is said. She could light it for her at an apshita. Of course, if she needs a light, you're allowed to do it for her. Lo tzricha b'suma. We're talking about she's blind. She doesn't really need it. Ma'o de tema. What might you think? Kevin de lo chazia also. Since she can't see, it's also. Kamash malan. And there's a big yisod. Tu v'imait v'daita. It appeases her. It makes her feel better. And that itself is a reason to be machal Shabbat for Anisha giving birth. Svor, she suffers, she thinks. If there's something, my friend, even though I'm blind, but I want the light on, I don't want this to go up around, but I want to know that my friend can do whatever she needs to take care of me. Pshita, Rashi. Oh, sorry, we didn't have Rashi before. Bisara, Sakisara, she anoints her hair with shemen. Ukishapa, Eitzlam, when she comes next to the lady, Minkaka, she gets it out of her hair. There ain't kind of Chil Shabbos, there's no Chil Shabbos. That's not the way you do Hotzar from Rishus to Rishus. Pshita, Daha Pekuach Nefesh, Doche Shabbos. Of course you can, Pekuach Nefesh. So Tosfot says a really interesting thing. This Tosfot Kamash Malan, if you go down halfway through it, it says Vahacha where that little hay is. Daha Kishari, we allow with the Mioleted more than other cases. You have a Cholos Sheyesh Bo Sakana, we don't do things just because it makes them feel better. But a Yoledis, we do. We have this concept of to settle her with an Isha. She, a woman giving birth, can become in danger because she's afraid over here. You don't find this other thing. She's afraid over here. She's afraid you might not do things properly for her. And that itself, that pachad itself, can cause her to go into danger in the childbirth. So therefore, you do whatever she needs, you do it, you don't ask her questions, you don't give her any hard time over here, because there's a pachad fact over here which you can get her, put her into danger. So therefore, we have this concept of yeshuvei das with her.